Bob McGill is Leafs analyst on Leafs TV. We, of course, affectionately refer to him as Big Daddy McGill, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Bob, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Jeff. Good morning. And, yeah, it's been a fun ride so far. And, yes, people, when you open your computers or you open the newspaper this morning, the Maple Leafs are in the top of the National Hockey League standings, and it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
And they just look like a different team, Bob. They really do. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised where they are in the standings. I said at the start of the year, I could see them winning the division. I don't know if they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm not expecting it. But I'm not going to sit here and say it ain't going to happen either.
Well, you're right about that. And you know what, Jeff? It's amazing, you know, the word that's, you know, used the most in any pro sports or any sports at all is confidence. But yet it is the most important word for an athlete and for a hockey club. And, you know, you go into last year, they went from being last overall the year before to making the playoffs in the second last game of the season. And you had a terrific ride through those six game playoff series against the Washington Capitals that they ended up losing. But coming into the year, they were a group thinking, okay, what's our next step? Mm-hmm. And, you know, are we as good as we think we are? Well, the preseason comes, they lose those first two games and they win, you know, five in a row, and I think feel pretty good about their hockey club going in. And, you know, that game against the Chicago Blackhawks, which they were down by a pair of goals a couple of different times, and them coming back and winning in overtime, I think that was really the realization of, yes, we are a good hockey club. We can play with anybody as long as we look after some finer details, but we can score. And I think the confidence of the team right now is that they know they're a good club, and if they can put it together on any night, they can beat anybody. And that's a good feeling for a team. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and you know, you made the point about that Chicago game. And I guess that's the thing that really stands out for me this year, Bob, is they're an exciting team last year, but there were times they'd fall behind. They'd work hard, and you know, there's a lot of energy expended. But it seems different this year. It's almost like watching the Yankees and Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez. Horrible slumps. Periods where they can't hit a thing. And they break out of it in a big way. They don't break out of it with a single. They break out of it with the home run. It's like these guys have that ability to create a big play. You know, it's one thing to have a team make a mistake and take advantage of it. But, Bob, I watched Austin Matthews last night. He creates big plays. He doesn't need you to make a mistake for him to make a big play. And a couple of guys in this team like that.
Well, you're right. But isn't it fun? Isn't it crazy to watch this young man? It's like, what's he going to do next? It's hard to fathom that he just turned 20 years of age here in September. So,
have you seen a guy? You know, I'm going to interrupt, Bob. Have you seen a guy shoot the puck like that from as many different places? Close to his feet, in front of him. Have you seen a guy able to do that before at this age?
Well, you know, no. I mean, you know, what's funny is, you know, I played with a guy, you know, for four years in Chicago, and Steve Larmer.
Yes.
And this guy, you know, was an incredible goal scorer, and you know, he could shoot from many different places. But the way Austin Matthews does it is incredible. And you know, Jeff, it's funny is from day one when he started here at training camp, the first thing I noticed was that he uses a pretty short stick. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of guys who aren't that maybe tall in stature use long sticks. But Austin Matthews, for a tall guy at 6'3", he uses a fairly short stick, but he's got long arms. When they do the combine every year, Patrick Laine, Austin Matthews had a 3-inch longer wingspan than Patrick Laine. So he's got those long arms, so he can pull the puck in closer to his feet because of the shortness of his stick, and then use obviously the leverage that he can with his long arms and his wingspan to be able to shoot the puck. But it's amazing to watch him every day at practice. He scores goals like crazy, and all the good goal scorers, even in practice, they shoot to score all the time. And I really think that it's, you know, proving that when you do it all the time in practice, you'll do it in the games. And Austin Matthews makes it look easy, doesn't he?
A conversation with Bob McGill of Leafs TV. Wins and back-to-back nights, two different goaltenders. For a coach, you know, regardless of how Curtis McElhinney played, really, but for a coach to get get wins like that. I mean, that's something that I think at the end of the night, Mike Babcock probably went home, looked at it and said, yeah, that's pretty good. That's kind of what we need to do. When we can, if we can do more of that, maybe, you know, maybe we can turn the back-to-backs into a bit of an advantage for us.
Well, you're right about that. If you go back to last season, they were 6-11-1 in the second game of back-to-backs. So, you know, obviously not where you'd want to be. So this was the first one this year, and obviously going into Washington and, you know, playing a terrific defensive game, and you shut out the high-flying Caps. I think that's a pretty good one. But then you hope you don't lay an egg the next night. Well, you come out in the first period and, you know, you score 4 goals on 5 shots. Pretty good start. But the one thing, I guess, is that the only thing you'd like to see them get sort of better at is the fact that when you get a team down like that, you can't let them up off the carpet. Right. They did that against the Rangers earlier this year where they had the big lead and allowed the Rangers to claw back, and then they come back and they win the game. But I'd like to see them, when they get a team down like they did last night against the Red Wings, is to really, you know, when they're down on the ground, don't let them back up. Don't let them back in the game. But overall, yes, the way this team has been so resilient in, you know, being able to, okay, yeah, we've given up some goals to allow the Red Wings to claw back in, but we can still score a couple more goals to come away with the 2 big points. And that's, I'm sure, something that they'll continue to work on. But this is a very young group, and they're still learning along the way, but they're having a lot of fun winning some games.
Patrick Marleau played his 1,500th game in the NHL last night. And you know, Bob, I guess for some people who might have been wondering when the Leafs acquired him, or when the Leafs brought him in, whether or not he'd be able to keep up with some of the young legs in this team, I think we can kind of put that aside, can't we? He still looks, watching him skate and watching the way he moves around the ice, even though he's not skating fast, just the way he moves around the ice, there's almost a, I wouldn't use the word delicate, but there's almost a there's almost a very quiet sort of way that he moves around the ice.
Well, you're right, Jeff, and you know it's I had the privilege to play, you know, 700 games in the NHL, and to think 1,500 games, I mean, it just I'm blown away by that, because you know I played on a team where a guy played his 1,000th game, in Brad McCrimmon, many years ago. And then to think that's another 500 tacked on, and he's still going strong. And the way he skates, it's so effortless. And he opens up ice and space for other people. But, you know, I don't think he's given enough credit for the way he performs 200 feet of ice. You know, he's very smart defensively. He always seems to know where to be. And when you can skate like that, you can get into certain positions that a lot of players can't. And I think that's something where he's really shown me early in the year through training camp, and now in these first, 7 games of the season, that this guy's got lots of game left, and Maple Leaf fans are going to be pretty happy of the fact that they've got him, because I think he's going to be a terrific addition to this hockey club.